We get really excited because we know. We know what this can do for you. What I'm going to share with you right now is my story. Just so you know what has happened, what has brought me here today. But as I share my story with you, see, I call this block Earn Your Story, because it's about earning your story. Crazy thing is, you've been doing that your whole life. So a little bit about me as I get started. This is my family. This is my wife and my two boys. This has been an absolute blessing for us. When I saw this for the first time, I was working way too much, playing way too little, and those kids were getting big fast. This is my son Joshua. He's 14 years old. He's getting big really quick. He's a smart guy. He's just a lot of fun, man. This guy, you can have some really good conversations with him. This is his little brother, Alex. So by the pictures, you can tell what kind of personality he has. If you say blue, you're right. He is an absolute participator in everything. If it's wear goofy socks day to school, he's going to wear goofy socks. If it's wear pointed hat, he's going to do that. He's a participator. That's my boy. You know what I mean? We have so much fun. He's 11 years old. This is my wife, Pat. 17 years, San Antonio Police Department. Because of this, and you heard that story a little bit earlier, World Ventures allowed her to retire 18 years early. So it's powerful for us. We're excited what it's done. It's done a lot for us. You know, she's my absolute inspiration. We've been married now for 17 years, and she's just awesome. You know, she really is. You know, I'm a blue dominant, secondary is red, she's a red dominant. So we help each other out. When I'm not focused, she helps me get focused. Because she's a red, when she's too focused, I have to pull her back a little bit. Say, whoa there, Tiger, you know? But she's a lot of fun. She's also a trainer with the company, and we're an absolute team when we do this. So if you have a running buddy, good. If you don't, get one. That helps you succeed faster. So it's all about making choices. Choices is why we're here. Every choice you make, you have to earn your story. But here's what I want to remind so many people. You've been winning your whole life. I want you to think of one thing as I go through these slides. I've got to do it again. Just do it again. Go back and think about what you wanted to do when you were a kid. Let's go back to when you were a kid, maybe 10, 12 years old. What did you want to do so bad that you were relentless in getting that done? Maybe it was to play basketball. Maybe it was to play an instrument. Maybe it was to dance. Whatever. Be a cheerleader. But you did whatever you had to do to get that done. Isn't that right? You see, for me, my dad took me to go see a Bruce Lee movie when I was very young. It was over after that. I actually asked my father for 2 years to put me in karate. I was 7. Finally, my mother was scared to death. She thought I'd get killed. 2 years later, he decided to put me in martial arts because I'd been relentless in asking, Dad, can I do it now? Dad, how about now? We'd go see more movies. Dad, I want to do it. Dad, Dad, Dad. Finally, I remember the day like it was yesterday. He came home, came into my bedroom, and he opened up a flyer and just tossed it on the bed. And it was a karate school flyer. Man, I freaked. I started jumping up and down because I was young. I was 9 years old. And I got excited because something I wanted so bad, something that I just wanted it so bad, nothing was going to change my mind. See, the 2 years, no. No, you're too young. No, you're too young. None of that turned me off to the idea that I was going to do what I wanted to do because I felt it right here. You see, what happened is I went to this school, and they told us what we had to do. So I went there, and time went on. I trained there for many years, the first martial arts school that I was at. I loved it. And here's what's amazing. I want you to think about how this parallels to our business. The very first day we walked into the school, you know what they handed me? A curriculum. They said, this is the white belt curriculum, all the way to black belt curriculum. If you want to get to your black belt, this is all the things you have to do, but here are all the wins in between. They're called different colored belts. Isn't that funny how that works out? My friends, when you come to World Ventures, you have a curriculum. All the things you have to do to get to the end. Now, many people I knew quit right away. As a matter of fact, very, very few of them ever made it to black belt. The first day when I'm a little kid, they said, just so you know, you can't even think about testing for black belt till you've been here a minimum of 5 years. I'm like, okay. That didn't bother me at all. I didn't care. I did what I had to do, and that stuck with me for many, many years. I actually opened up a martial arts school, and I ran that for many years. The fact of the matter is this. If something means enough to you, you're going to win. You've won over and over and over in your life. Do it again. Think about the big wins, the medium-sized wins, and the little wins. I know my wife, when she's dead set on a pair of shoes, dang, we walk into that store, if they're not there, I know what that means already. We're going to another one to find that pair of shoes. If it's not there, we're going to another one. Finally, I say, honey, check online. She's going to get the win. If she's so set on something like that, you're going to get that. How many times in your life have you wanted something so bad, even small? You waited, you did what you had to do, you were just so persistent with it that it's sitting at home right now. So if you're really good at winning, don't forget. Don't forget that you've been doing this your whole life already. You are already a winner. We get a little bit older, right? We start thinking, what now? For many people, maybe I want to be a teacher. Fantastic. Are there any teachers in the room? Here's what's really cool. How much work does an individual have to do to become a teacher? How about a CPA? How about a plumber? Whatever you do, regardless of whatever you decide to do in your life, you put in the work. You see, you can't be a teacher today and walk into a CPA's office and say, I'm going to do your job from this point on. It doesn't work that way. You've got to do the steps. You've been doing that for so long, wherever you are. If you've been winning over and over and over, if you don't really realize that winning has already become a habit for you, you might not do it when it really, really counts. You've been doing this over and again. So for me, that was next. Right here to the San Antonio Police. When I was pretty young, I decided I wanted to become a police officer. And that job just attracted me. I said, man, I want to do that. I want to work the streets. I want to be on patrol. I want to help people. That was really important to me. So I did all the necessary things to get to this point. Here's what happened. When I made a decision to become a police officer, years before I was even qualified to apply for this job, you want to know what I did? I talked to as many policemen as I possibly could. I did not ask my teachers how I should become a police officer. I didn't even know any better. I was a kid asking cops, how do I become a cop? Sometimes you take advice from people who are not qualified to give it to you. At all. They're not qualified to give it to you, and you take it. Don't. If you want what somebody has, you do what they do. What they do. Now, I know there's a lot of stuff to this job, but I was going to do it. I wanted to do it. And man, I tell you what, graduating from the academy was one of the best days of my life. I could tell you some stories on that job. You know, you see me there standing in uniform. I love the job. I went into that job and I left with my honor and my integrity. And that's how I intend to live my life. You see, the honor that I had with that job was so big and so great that I could only do things that would give me that same fulfillment and satisfaction. And I'm standing here today because this company gives me that same honor and satisfaction. We're changing people's lives forever. Now, to apply for this job, hundreds of people wanted very few positions. So here's what I had to do. To put in my application, they only took so many applications for this go-around, I had to spend two nights in a parking lot. I had to spend the night in line. To get there and put in my app, I spent two nights. I did it. I didn't care. I'll pitch a tent. I put a sleeping bag on the concrete. I did not care. I was putting in my app. Now, how many people do you think showed up and said, I'm not doing that. I'll just show up that morning. Great. Stand in the back of line. You have no shot. I just wanted to know what had to be done for me to win. And that's what they said it took. And they were right. Now, the process took 6 months to get the job and whatever. I did what I had to do. I had a very large academy class, but 24 people in my class quit. It's crazy. I'm like, dude, you spent the night, you went through all this work, and all these other people would love to be in the academy with you, and you didn't even give it a shot for whatever reason. So I knew in the academy we were given a curriculum. You've got to learn the law, code of criminal procedure, the penal code, traffic law, you gotta learn how to drive, you gotta learn how to shoot, you gotta learn how to do all these things. Yes, what else? What else? Bring it. What else you got to throw my way? There's only one way I'm gonna get out of this place is if you carry me out. That's it. So, when I come to World Ventures and they're sharing with me these leaders who have paved the way for us, they've done the hard part, make no mistake about that. Because the dream trips are not theory, they're reality. They're happening. People are making a lot of money. People have paved the way for us. What do I have to do? I'll do that. You know, and then I get onto the street. Oh, I could write a book on what happened out on the street. But I'll share two things with you. Number one, I remember I was a very new policeman. I was probably on the job maybe a week and a half, and I was working a dog watch, rough side of town, and I had an FTO. It's a field training officer. It's kind of like the way we have our help here. We had that on the PD. So I'm with my field training officer, and then we were going to buddy up and have lunch with another policeman. So I shake this guy's hand, we're meeting, and my FTO, my field training officer, told his friend, the other guy, said, hey, why don't you tell him the story? And I'm kind of interested in this story. He said, okay. He said, well, one time he was on patrol. He's driving down the street, and he got this eerie feeling. He got this just shivers up his spine. That day he was not wearing his bulletproof vest. So he got a bad feeling. He decided out of nowhere to go back to the substation because it was in his locker. He put his vest on. Came back out to patrol. He's working the street. The very next traffic stop that he did, the guy pulled out a gun and shot him. Pow. Bulletproof saved his life. The vest saved his life. My FTO was trying to teach me a story. He's trying to teach me a lesson. Wear your vest. It'll save your life. My friends, here's what's crazy. I shook this guy's hand on the way out, and I patted him on the back. My jaw dropped. I was like, dude, where's your vest? He's like, it's in the locker. Wow. That blew my mind. That bulletproof vest saved his life. When you're in this room, wear your bulletproof vest. Yeah. We are your bulletproof vest. When people are taking shots at you, wear your vest. We are your vest. That's why you got to be here. That's why you have to be around are like-minded people. Many things happen in your life. You do what you got to do when you have to do it. You don't know. I thought I'd be a policeman for 33 years, like most people are. I remember one day, you learn all these lessons. Right away when I got out on the street, I learned this lesson from any seasoned policeman. They said, hey, what are the famous last words of a policeman? That means he didn't go home that night. What was the last thing people ever heard him say? I was like, I have no idea. They said, his famous last words are this. I'll let you know. Well, here's what it means. When a big call comes out, they send you, and then they send somebody as your cover, your backup, your 10-11. This is your backup, somebody to help you out. Cowboys, out on the road, yeah, 5120, I'll let you know. I don't need anybody. I don't need cover. Well, I lived by this for a long time to take my cover when I had to, and sure, I was young, I did a lot of dumb things. I canceled cover many times. And I remember one particular night, it was very late, it was probably about 10:30 at night, I'm working, and the only people close to me, it was a two-man unit. So we're out there late, we have alternating shifts where people are going home, some people are coming in, so I told that two-man unit, hey, why don't you guys head in, you're early in today, I come in 15 minutes later, I'll just take care of whatever comes out. So they went in, 15, 20 minutes later, I know where they are, they're at the substation. We would do that, try to help each other out. So I got a call for a big disturbance at a house, and they want to send me cover, and sure enough, my call sign that night was 5120. I said, yeah, 5120, I'll let you know. Keep you advised. So as soon as I drove up to this house, still remember like it was yesterday, there was a lady running out from the backyard, and she's hitting my car, and she's like, where's your backup? I said, they're coming, it's fine. You know, we've done this a million times. This is what I do. It's no big deal. So I know all the things I should be doing. Sometimes it's not always what you are doing. So I go into this house. I've been in lots of hairy situations, you know, scuffles, brawls, whatever. But there are three guys on top of one very irate, ballistic, drunk guy. And two of the guys were his brothers, the other one was a relative. So I said, is everybody okay? Yes, and everybody's yelling and screaming, it's chaotic. So I get on this guy, I put one handcuff on him just to subdue the guy, and I said, look, give me his other hand. Now just remember, everybody's yelling and screaming. So as soon as I got one handcuff on this guy, everybody decides to jump off of him. And he turns around and clocks me real good. So it's me and him. Now I'm here to help these people. So as soon as I take my hit, I give a hit. Pow! And we're going. But here's the thing. They loved him and not me. So pretty much immediately after that happened, I had three guys jump on my back who were really pissed off at me. And it's funny what you think about at certain times in your life. And how fast you think about them. I throw one guy off me. I'm trying to back elbow some guys. I'm taking shots. I'm all alone. I know my backup's a long ways off. So I get one guy subdued, and very rarely would I call for help. But I got on my radio at this point in time, and I said, 5120, I need some 1011. I'm okay. She can hear that I was breathing hard. I've been in a pretty good altercation. But send me some people. Well, they weren't done. They decide to go ahead and engage me again. So they jumped on my back. One's in front, one's in back. They're just all around me. I'm surrounded by people. And the crazy thing is, as I'm in the middle of fighting for my life, I'm thinking of my kids, you know? And I thought, whatever I have to do, I'm going to go home, you know? It's not about me. I don't care about me, but I care about, man, what if Daddy doesn't come home? So you do what you got to do to get the job done. That's what you got to do here. You do what you got to do. It's way too important to quit. You see, there was no option for me that day. There was no quitting. Because I knew if I stopped fighting for my life, they were gonna take it. That was the intent, and that was gonna happen. I knew it. I finally get a little bit of room. I felt blessed. I had lots of martial arts training that helped me, but still, it's hard to fight a lot of guys at one time. I finally broke a little bit away, and I'm running backwards as fast as I can to a back gate. And to me, having my back clear was just awesome. So I draw my weapon, and I'm standing there like this. I didn't understand at the time that the dispatcher was calling me. 5120, are you okay? 5120, I can't hear a thing. I'm very, very busy right now. But if you don't answer that radio, it's bad. So all of a sudden, we have what's called an E-tone. An E-tone means there's an emergency situation. You got to take care of it now. She airs up over the whole city radio. We got a possible officer in trouble. And this officer was in trouble. So I didn't know that. I didn't even hear it going off. I was just so zoned in on what was happening. So they E-tone me, and I finally get my back to this fence, and it was a four foot chain link fence, and I've got my weapon drawn, and I'm just standing there pointing it at the closest guy to me. And I say, get away from me. Back up. If you take one step, I'm going to shoot you. I'll kill you. Back up. And I'm sitting there. It seemed like a long time, but so much time had passed, way too much time that we were engaged in that hand-to-hand combat, that my buddies knew I was in trouble. And it scared them. They were coming fast. So how do you think I felt with my back on the wall, my gun drawn, and I thought, okay, I'm going to kill somebody here. And I heard sirens. I heard sirens. I knew I had to hang on for a little bit longer. A little bit longer. I don't know what kind of weapons they have inside the house. Guys, we are your backup. We are your sirens. We are your 1011. So if you decide to cancel cover and go at it alone, it's gonna be rough. But if you stay with the pack, we are your backup. You see, when people tell you no, or they dog you or make fun of you, I don't care what, hear the sirens, baby. That's us coming. Hear those sirens. That's us coming to help you. We are doing this together. I say this to my team members, and I will tell this to you right now. If you don't quit on us, I promise you we will never quit on you. Just don't quit on us. We won't quit on you. It is way too good. Everything worth having takes work. And everything worth having takes whatever has to be done to get it done. I had many good experiences at that job. I wouldn't trade it for the world. But I will tell you this, when it was time to move on, I moved on. Went into home building, I owned a martial arts school. I grew up a little bit, you know, my life started changing. I'm married, I've got children, and I started home building, and that started growing. So all of a sudden, you know, we find ourselves thinking, well, what else am I going to do? What else in life is going to happen? And then I was introduced to World Ventures. And you want to know the funniest thing? They gave me a curriculum. Right here it says, the cycle of success. Invite, present, close, train, and promote. There is a cycle to success, to winning in this business. Can you imagine that first day I walked into that karate school, and I said, well, I don't need that curriculum, just show me a few kicks. Can you imagine that first day at the police academy, if I told those instructors, I don't need to learn all that mumbo jumbo, give me a gun and the keys to a car. That's kind of scary. How many people do a business like ours and they don't want to invite or present or close or train or promote. This is all the cycles to success. That means you're coming in and saying, well, just give me the keys and a gun. I'll take care of it. Guys, I know I'm preaching to the choir because you're here. But this is why it's so important for you to stay connected to the training and to get your people to training. They need it. Even though they don't know they do. They absolutely need the training. So the cycles to success in World Ventures, look at these pictures here. Go on a dream trip. Guys, I fought for my life several times in my life, and very few people could say that. See, there was a couple of times in my life where the possibility of me not going home was very real. And you say, this is hard? This is hard? Bro, you got to come see what I'm doing. He doesn't show up. That's hard? That's going to take some people out of the game? That baffles my mind. That blows me away. Unbelievable. You want this lifestyle that guys like Dave and Jeff and Troy, all these people have, and a no, a couple of no's is going to take you out of the game? That blows me away. Our cycle of success. Travel parties, go to these kind of trainings. This is where we're going to be at a momentum. It's going to be an absolute party. Do some cool things with your team. It's a travel party. Go to some trainings. That's a weekly meeting. That's my job here. This is my wife right here in the garage doing a self-defense class for some of the women on the team. Thought it'd be good for them to know a few basic self-defense moves. For all the no's, I'm just joking. I'm just joking. For all the times we're walking in parking lots and stuff like that, right? Have a picnic. So when you look at all these pictures of all these happy people, this is our job. That is it. You plug them into this wonderful system and you're going to win. You help your team. Smat and Jody are dearest friends, first guy I ever enrolled. Man, I told my buddy, bro, this is the coolest thing on the world. We're going to save a ton of money. We're going to make some money. Are you in? Absolutely. He locks arms with me. You know, they're senior reps with the company. You've got some restaurant owners, directors with the company. Randy Mann right here retired early from teaching. Ron Kitchen, another director with us. He's a home builder, also a pastor. Right here, Terry Velasquez. She is a director with a company, and she is so rapidly approaching marketing director. She's awesome. She's an absolute red. She is an absolute fantastic leader in what we do. She's just a student. But the thing is, like so many people, when she saw this for the first time, she wasn't sure. She just trusted my wife. Because of this system, because of World Ventures, get this, 2 years within this World Venture system, 2 years of doing World Ventures, she's earning an equivalent of what a 20-year patrolman's pension would be. Isn't that nuts? So she's going to be retiring very early from that police department. She's been there for 25 years already. So she's going to retire much, much sooner. We help people get BMWs. Guys, this is a picture right outside of a presentation we're doing on an average standard Tuesday night. So people are walking into this presentation at a little pub we have every Tuesday night. And this is typically what they see. We got cones there reserving those spots. How many BMWs do you see parked there? A lot, right? You're just looking down and you're walking in. Anybody asking you, is it real, is going to feel kind of dumb. Because they can just see all these cars and the plates. WV Living, WV Rocks, WV Diva, WV this, WV that, WV yes, right? You help people get cars. You see, by helping a ton of people, you just get what you want too. This business is about people helping people. You cannot have success in this business without helping people. This is a business of people helping people. Somebody comes into our business, they're kind of negative Nancy's, or they're very selfish, they're not going to last. You've got to be a giver here. And there's so much to give. And you got to love your team. You got to love your team. You got to hang together. You've got to do things together. You have to build yourselves up together. Not alone. My friends, don't cancel cover. Don't cancel cover. Because you're going to need them sometimes. And sometimes you need them bad. Sometimes you need them really bad. Got to love your team. They're going to know if you do or you don't. They're going to see it in your eyes and they're going to feel it. This is my family. We've been on so many vacations. This was an extreme Jeep ride in Arizona. Check it out, that boy's face. Isn't that funny? My son Alex, Josh, these are our friends. We've been actually with our dear friends. We've taken all our kids together to Disney twice. We've taken our kids to Disney, I think, five times already. It's nuts what this has allowed us to do. Aside from all the cool things we've done, all the vacations that we've been on, I remember one particular evening, you know, this is my wife is a full-time police officer at the time. She's working really hard. My son, Alex, who was an absolute participator, who participates in everything, he said, hey, Mom, tomorrow is Dance with Your Parent Day. Can you come? So my wife, of course, said, well, sure, son, I'll come. My son asks my wife, do you promise you're going to go tomorrow? And when I say that, I don't use that term lightly because a promise in my household is an absolute. They know. You promise? You see, a promise is so absolute when my older son would ask my wife, Mom, do you promise you're coming home? She could never say yes for fear of breaking that promise. She said, son, I'll be back tomorrow. I'll be back in the morning when you wake up. So my son asked her, can you come dance with me tomorrow? She said, yes. Well, the very next day, she was working. She ran it by her captain and said, hey, listen, at this time, my son's going to has dancing with Mom, and I want to go do that. Okay, whatever. About 10 minutes, 15 minutes before she was supposed to leave, the captain walks in and says, hey, listen, I got some paperwork for you to do. Some lieutenant did something stupid, and we have to address this paperwork right now. She says, well, I've got to go do this thing with my son. No, you don't. This is going to be done right now. So I'm at home later, and my son comes home from school, and I saw it all over his face. And not just in sadness, but in tears. When my wife walked in the door, he could not understand for the life of him why Mom didn't show up. He didn't get it that she had a boss who said no. So he's crying. And then he tells my wife, Mom, you promised. Mom, I'm dancing, and every time a parent walked in, I thought it'd be you. And you never showed up. And he was so sad, my wife cried. It broke her heart. And here I am, her husband, and the father of this boy, and it crushed me. Because I know how much it crushed him and how much it crushed my wife. So these are some defining moments in our lives. Say, well, there's nothing you can do about it. That's just the way it is. If that's what you think, you're right. If you think that's just the way it is, you're absolutely right. But you see, many people right here, they're like, no, that's not the way it has to be. That's not the way it has to be. We've been doing World Ventures for a short time. It absolutely has blessed our family. You know the story. 2 years of doing this, replaced my wife's income, so she retired 18 years early. So the very next year, guess what came up again? Dance with Mama. So my son said, Mom, do you promise you're going to show up? So she looked at that little boy and said, baby, I promise I'm going to show up. I promise I'm going to show up. So the next day, my son is in the room. World Ventures has been in our life. Mama walks in, and that's a very happy boy. That was the picture my wife snapped as soon as she walked in the door. That was his face. He was so happy. My wife was so happy. And I knew the only reason all that happened is because World Ventures changed our life. Guys, what you have a hold on is incredible. I know you guys, so many of you guys have made up your mind. I'll tell you the last two things, the last things. One, do whatever you have to do to get the job done. And two, don't cancel your cover. Show up. And whenever anybody out there gives you any nonsense, we're your 1011. We're your backup. We're your vest. We are your sirens coming to back you up. So, guys, thank you very much. Thanks for having us. And have a great day, man.
Time!